okay, you need to show that you are a U.S. citizen. To get that passport, you need something else called a legal driver's license. You know, only a couple of states allow illegal immigrants to get legal driver's licenses. One of them would be the state of Minnesota, where Tim Walz, the VP candidate for the Democrats, are. And does that also allow them perhaps to maybe use that voter, that as ID to go and register to vote? I don't know. But proof of citizenship, it's simple.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, protect your home and family. Now, it's a responsibility you cannot take lightly. But starting with deadly force, that should not be your first option, especially given the serious mental, financial, legal consequences that can very well follow. You might want to look at non-lethal force. That's where Byrner comes in. It's a non-lethal pistol launcher designed by a group of common sense gun owners, and it's used for everyday Americans concerned about their personal safety and security. Now, the Byrner pistol launcher is equipped with powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic rounds. So the Byrner launcher can incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. Now, that's enough time to ensure your family's safety. The Byrner launcher is legal in all 50 states. You can ship directly to your door. It's time to join the growing movement. And they always put safety first. Go to their website, byrna.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off. Watch their videos, byrna.com/Hannity, 10% off. And make the smart choice for you and your family and your safety today.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
Oak Mountain Academy is an innovative school of academic excellence celebrating over 61 years. I'm Patrick Curran, head of school, inviting you to join us on the mountain to see our mission and vision in action. Academic excellence, a faith-based environment, and dynamic opportunities are just a few of the reasons our families choose Oak Mountain Academy. Academic scholarships and tuition assistance are available. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
National headlines and the local stories you care about. WLBB, Carrollton, News Talk, 1330, FM 106.3.
Good morning. Welcome to Community Voice. I'm your host, Josh Engel. This morning's program will be live streaming on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments for our guests, feel free to throw those in the chat, and I'd be happy to read those out to her. Today is Thursday, August 22nd, and our guest is Mrs. Colin Cash, the Villa Rica Tourism Manager. And we're going to be talking about a year full of events today that are coming up. If you haven't already been plugged in to everything that's going down in Villa Rica, there is a steady stream of concerts and fun activities going down at the downtown Amp, and you don't want to miss it because they've really thought it all out, all kinds of stuff they have going on. So good morning, Mrs. Cash.
Good morning.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So why don't we start the show the best possible way, which is tell us about you.
Okay. Well, I am the tourism manager for the city of Villa Rica, and I took that position in February. But I have a long history of being the tourism manager or director. Even years ago here in the city of Carrollton, I've been with the city of Douglasville with Douglas County. So in the West Georgia area, I'm quite versed in the world of tourism.
Excellent. Yeah, you and Mr. Craddock were chatting before the program. You guys go way back.
Yes, we do. My first tourism job was in Rome, Georgia. And I don't want to say the year, but it was a long time ago. And we met then. So
absolutely,
that was right after I graduated from West Georgia, when it was still just West Georgia College. And then I took off to Rome and was the group tour coordinator for the Rome Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Oh, yeah. That's the one downtown near the Romulus and Remus statue.
Well, right? That they have an office there now. And when I was there, we were up on the hill, and I was in that little caboose.
Oh, the caboose.
That's what you were talking about. My office was in the caboose.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Could you possibly speak a bit just about the Villa Rica Tourism Bureau? Could you just speak a bit about that and their
absolutely.
Mission?
Absolutely. Sure. So a lot of people think, when you say tourism, they think, oh, I'm going there for vacation. And that's not necessarily true. What we really see in Villa Rica is people coming in for tournaments and ball team things. And then we have a lot of construction going on, but we have a lot of business travelers too. So pretty much you're a tourist if you're coming in from more than an hour or so away and spending money. Then that makes you a tourist, and we want more people to come in. We want people to, of course, go to our downtown and go to our restaurants, and we've got some cute little shops that have opened up recently, and we want people to go to the Gold Museum, and that's kind of what I do. I work with the hotels, I work with the Main Street program to help promote downtown, and some of the festivals and events we have, we feel like those have potential to bring in visitors as well.
Sure, absolutely. So folks that are coming through, like you said, for a ball tournament, or perhaps they're coming to the jazz festival, they want to come check out the Gold Museum, these are folks that are coming in for perhaps a day, perhaps longer, and they are putting resources back into the city.
Exactly. So when they spend the night in the hotels, we get hotel motel tax for them, which is good for my budget, but also a portion of that goes into the city's general fund. So things that the city wants to do, and they don't want to raise taxes, the more tourists that they have staying in the hotels, that's just extra money coming in that doesn't come out of the local citizens' pockets. And then that's how I'm funded as well. My funding, some people were criticizing a while back. They saw a billboard. I have a billboard in the Anniston, Oxford area, because our research shows that we have a high number of visitors coming up I-20 from that area. So we have a billboard down there. And, you know, I saw people saying things about, oh, well, the city should be spending their money on better things and all that. That did not come from the city's money. That came straight from the hotel motel tax.
Mic drop. Hear that? No money went towards it. It came straight from that.
Yeah, no city money was spent. And we're actually putting up a few more billboards, because sometimes people just make snap decisions. You know, they're driving up I-20 and they're headed from somewhere in Alabama and they're going to Atlanta, and then they see the billboard for Villa Rica and it's like, that looks kind of cool. Let's stop there instead of going on into Atlanta. And they may spend the night, but hey, they'll jump off the interstate, get some gas, maybe come and, you know, eat and shop a little bit, and then be on their merry way. So they've dropped money, positive economic impact, but they're not impacting our schools and our hospitals and all the other resources that the locals rely on.
Absolutely. So first and foremost, I know that there is an upcoming event we want to hit. This is something you've been wanting to promote for some time, something we can get on here and actually talk about. That's the Hispanic Heritage Festival.
Yes, so this will be the second year for the Hispanic Heritage Festival. It was previously put on by the Villa Rica Library, and so they wanted to grow it, so they came over and turned it into a Main Street event. So there'll be it will be at the Mill Amphitheater, and they're going to have a lot of cool things. They're going to have some entertainment, like a mariachi band. They're going to do folkloric. That's hard to say.
That's a hard word.
That is a hard word. Dance performances, flamenco dances. Say that right? That's hard to say. Yeah. And then Hispanic food vendors. They'll have tacos. They'll have Dominican food and all kinds of fun merchandise. So it's free to come. And then, of course, you would buy whatever, you know, you wanted to buy. And it is Saturday, September 7th. Starts at noon and goes till 5.
That's fantastic. I'm writing all this down so I can hit that again later.
Right. And I'll leave you my notes. How about that?
Excellent. Sure, yeah. So that is the Hispanic Heritage Festival. And you say this is the second annual.
Yes. Last year, it was just, like I said, put on at our Villarica Library.
Sure.
And then this year, they're calling it the West Georgia Hispanic Heritage Festival and are sort of opening it up and making it bigger. And hopefully this will become an annual event for many years to come.
Absolutely. I mean, Hispanic Latin cuisine is second to none.
I agree.
So I feel like that's enough reason to come out and enjoy the celebración. But furthermore, folkloric dances, that's really cool. I mean, that's probably going, you know, way back.
Right. But. Yeah. I was talking with our events manager, and she was telling me this is where they wear those, you know, ruffly, the dresses with all the, yeah, all the ruffles and the colorful. And it sounded real exciting. So I'm looking forward to it.
This is a dynamic, exciting event. And that's going to be Saturday, September 7th,
yes,
from noon to 5 at the Mill Amphitheater. I mean, this is perfect. This is the perfect kind of event for the Mill because it's so open,
right,
and you have that walking room right to the restaurants and, you know, Los Cowboys just down the street there. I mean,
yes,
it's all right there. You know, you can go up to the shops. You can come back to the festival. Enjoy the full day.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great location. And something that's great for the public, not necessarily for those of us who are working on it, this comes right before our annual Gold Rush Festival, which is basically our signature event. We can segue into that. If this will be the 46th year for Gold Rush.
Wow, 46.
46.
And that is September 20th?
It is going to be the 20th and 21st.
Perfect. So the 46th
Gold Rush Festival. I remember years ago when I worked for the city of Carrollton, and the Gold Rush Festival was at Gold Dust Park. And it's grown over the years, and now it's in downtown.
Well, we actually have our first comment, which is came in at the perfect time as we're about to take our first commercial break. Leslie Smith McPherson,
yes,
known around Villarica. That's the mayor.
Madam Mayor.
Madam Mayor, exactly. I think she should wear a sash.
I think she should, too.
You know, Madam Mayor.
I do, too.
None of these mayors are wearing sashes. I don't understand.
I think she should.
Leslie actually wrote in, yay, Colin representing Villarica and explaining the value of local tourism. I think that's great because, you know, your average person walking down the street doesn't realize not that they even need to, but it's cool that they understand now that this isn't coming out of, you know, their resources or raising their taxes.
Yeah.
This is bringing good stuff
and
in.
And it's actually supplementing their tax money. I mean,
what could you ask for? Supplementing.
Supplementing.
I love that word. 8:40, we're going to go ahead and take our first commercial break. But when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Ms. Colin Cash, Villarica Tourism Manager, as we chat more about upcoming events that are going to be gracing the downtown of the City of Gold. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy. Steve, that would be a great time to take a commercial break, sir. Mr. Graddick. Steve Graddick.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at Tanner.org.
The AP Scholar Journey at Oak Mountain Academy is designed to provide students with a clearly defined advanced placement curriculum track to earn a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically prepared students to pursue college-level studies throughout 17 AP courses in 5 subject categories while enrolled at OMA. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And And we're back. Today's Thursday, August 22nd. I'm your host, Josh Engel. We are live streaming this morning's program with the amazing Miss Colin Cash, the Villarica Tourism Manager, on our WLBB Facebook page. So if you have any questions or comments, like Madam Mayor did earlier, feel free to throw those in. I'd be happy to read those out to Miss Colin. So if you're just tuning in, we were just chatting about the Hispanic Heritage Festival. This is the second annual Hispanic Heritage Festival, and we're really excited about this. It's going to be coming up Saturday, September 7th from noon to 5 at the Mill Amphitheater. Enjoy some mariachi music, folkloric dances, Hispanic cuisine, and of course, plenty of games and activities for the kids. Do we know if there's any shops that are going to be popping up there?
There will be merchandise vendors. Not really sure what sort of merchandise they're going to have.
Sure.
But there will be vendors, so there'll be cool stuff to buy.
Muy bien. That's awesome. All right, so we just teased right before the commercial break the 46th annual Gold Rush Festival.
Right.
46 years. Awesome. So that's coming up on September 20th. Talk to us about that. What can folks look forward to there?
So the Friday night, the 20th, excuse me, will be a concert with the ever-popular Velcro Pygmies.
Shout out to the Velcro Pygmies.
They're very popular, so a lot of people will come out Friday night. And we do have reserved seating for that. Of course, it's open amphitheater seating, but if you want reserved seating, we do have some tables available.
Available at freshtix.com.
Excuse me. Talking so much early in the morning.
Yeah, well, I mean, and plus this is a lot of hype material. This is a lot of exciting stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's exciting. So you can get those VIP tickets.
You can, okay. Yes, yeah, and have the tables down front. Otherwise, it's just first come, first serve.
Like seating throughout
the amphitheater. Yeah, just your seating around the amphitheater. And so that's Friday night, kind of a soft opening. And then Saturday kicks off at 8 a.m. with a 5K race. Then at 10 a.m. we have the Gold Rush Parade. And that starts at Villarica Elementary School. And then from 11 to 4, we have the actual festival, and there'll be food and merchandise vendors, and there'll be onstage performances throughout the day from 12 to 4, local talent.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it's going to be real exciting.
The biggest and best yet, 46th annual.
46. I can't believe it's been that long.
And if folks haven't come out to the Gold Rush Parade, I mean, we're there live streaming every year. It is a knockout parade.
Yeah, we've got a lot of extra entertainment this year in the parade. Not going to say exactly. I'll tease a little bit. Well, we've got not just one high school band, but we've got some other entertainment. So it'll be a nice parade full of some surprises.
Cool. Do we know, and maybe you can't give this away.
I don't know.
Are the Shriners going to be there?
I would imagine they are, yeah.
Talk about entertaining. It's amazing. They spin those little cars around like crazy.
Yeah, I can't guarantee that.
Sure, we'll have to see.
Yeah.
So you got to come out so you don't miss anything.
Right, because Miss Karina Martinez is our events manager, so she's taking all those applications, so she's the one that has the secret knowledge of everyone that's going to be there.
Well, good, I'm friends with her, so she can give me all the inside deets. Shout out to Karina.
Yeah, she can do the... get the behind-the-scenes scoop.
Awesome, awesome.
So that's what's going on in September.
Cool. All right. Well, let's just keep this train rolling, because I know that the beautiful thing about the City of Gold, there's always stuff going on. If it's not concerts on Friday night, like the summer concert series, there's plenty of festivals, plenty of events.
Okay, I can't believe you just said, let's get this train rolling, when literally the next thing I have is the Villarica Ghost Train. That was not planned, no.
Wow,
right.
Okay.
So, entering its 12th year, the Villarica Ghost Train is one of the most popular haunted destinations in Georgia.
That is amazing. Villarica Ghost Train.
I'm so sorry about the coughing.
That is all right. That's all good.
Yeah, so, you know, the Pine Mountain Gold Museum has all kinds of fun stuff during the year, but this ghost train has become one of their great things. So they have free parking, there'll be food vendors, a bonfire, visitors can roast their own gourmet s'mores.
Whoa.
I know. And then they're going to be bringing back an event. Let's see, it says it's exclusive gemstone painting. And so the Ghost Train runs all through October, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. And here's something really important for the folks listening. There's a family-friendly hour from 6 to 7, and it'll be each night, when they do free candy for the kids, Halloween decorations. But then after dark, it's going to turn into a rolling haunted house, and it's going to get a little scary.
Nice. So maybe some of the kids might be a little too young for that.
So that's where we do the family-friendly. And then, I haven't been because I'm a big scaredy cat.
Sure.
But I hear that it can get a little intense after dark.
Well, yeah. I mean, I can imagine. So here you are on a train with Lord knows what, at least a few ghosts, I imagine. I mean, you know, with being a ghost train, that is super cool.
Right. And it's it's a mile. Let's see. How much is it? A mile long track around the park. So, and the train's been down this summer for repairs. So this will be kind of the grand entrance of the train back into, into action.
Excellent.
with all the ghosts. So,
and what date is that?
That is the whole month.
That's the whole month. Oh,
of October.
The whole month of October.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So whatever that first Thursday is in October, it'll be running every Thursday, Friday, Saturday during the whole month of October.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So don't miss out on
ghost
train.
So
we got November.
Well, we've still got a couple more October things.
Excellent.
Yeah. We do it big.
Yeah.
People say there's nothing to do in Billerica, and look at all this fun stuff.
I'm telling you.
So on October 26th, we do our annual Thrill at the Mill. And this is our trick-or-treating. Businesses set up booths. They give away candy. We have a costume contest, a best decorated booth contest. At 8:30 a.m., we do a one-mile run and a 5K zombie run at 9. And then you have the booths from 10 to 12. So
excellent.
Come down and see what's going on at the annual Thrill at the Mill.
People go on about the Thrill of the Mill for weeks after it happens.
Yeah.
People have so much fun. I think the costume contest goes a long way.
Right, it does. Well, you've got people in the zombie run maybe that then want to be in the costume contest.
Yeah, and they break out into the thriller dance. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
This is awesome. So that's the Thrill at the Mill.
Right.
And that date one more time?
The 26th.
Perfect. Right before Halloween.
Yep, right before Halloween.
Excellent.
So you could do that in the morning and then go over and do the ghost train that night.
I see. That's a jam-packed October.
Yeah, it really is. We're working on something. I don't know if I should say anything because we don't have the finalized plans, but we're working on doing a one night, a movie at the mill, and it will be a vintage, possibly silent film, a classic horror movie.
Nice.
That we will do and then in conjunction with the ghost train. The plans aren't finalized on that just yet, so maybe I'll have to get back with you on that.
But sure.
We are looking at the whole month of October having lots of fun and spooky things.
Spooky activities.
Yeah.
Maybe you can catch, if these plans end up coming through, maybe you'll get to see Nosferatu or The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. You know, those old silent black and white horror movies. They're so great.
You are mind reader.
I mean, I did bring up the ghost train earlier.
Yeah, you are. You're a mind reader.
Speaking of mind reading, that actually is a terrible say. That doesn't make any sense. 8:50, we're going to go and take our second commercial break. But when we come back, we will wrap up our conversation with Villarica Tourism Manager, Ms. Colin Cash, as we chat about a year's worth of fun activities for the whole family all throughout the year at the City of Gold. So stay with us. Community Voice brought to you by Tanner Health System and Oak Mountain Academy.
Health is a journey. It's making better choices, even when it's not easy. It's taking care of yourself and the people you love. At Tanner Health System, we're there for you with every step, with primary care, heart care, cancer care, women's care, orthopedics, surgical services, and so much more. We're dedicated to helping you live and feel your best. So let's get on that journey to health. You've got places to be for many years to come. Find us at tanner.org.
The customized academic scholar journey at Oak Mountain Academy is individually designed to provide students with a personalized, clearly defined academic track that earns the student a series of distinctions upon graduation. This journey enables academically driven students to pursue a focused, rigorous course of study personalized to their wants and desires. I'm Patrick Uran, head of school, inviting you to journey with us on the mountain. For more information, visit us at oakmountain.us. Discover your journey at OMA. Prepare, explore, and achieve.
And we're back to Community Voice, Thursday, August 22nd. I'm your host, Josh Engel, and we have been having a knockout conversation with Ms. Colin Cash. She's the Villarica Tourism Manager, longtime friend of our radio stations. And if you're just tuning in, be sure to check out and share this live stream that's on our Facebook page, or you can also share the podcast, which the audio podcast, which will be uploaded to the station's website as well as graticommunications.com. So you can let folks know all about the exciting events we've been chatting about: the West Georgia Hispanic Heritage Festival, the 46th Annual Gold Rush Festival, the Villarica Ghost Train all throughout the month of October, the Thrill at the Mill coming up on October 26th, and we will continue.
Yes, I have one more thing to mention for October, not quite in the same vein, but something very important, so we wanted to get it out there. But the month of October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And the city and the Main Street program are partnering with the Community Family Violence Prevention Initiative. And they're asking everyone to join us in covering Villarica in purple by placing a purple bow in front of your business location. And residents can participate as well. And bows can be purchased through that organization, CFVPI. And they'll deliver the bows. And if you have questions or want more information, can contact Melissa Connor, who is our new Main Street manager.
Excellent.
And we can give out her contact information. It's always a good way to reach any of us through our Facebook pages. So you have Main Street Villarica Facebook page. You have our Visit Villarica GA Facebook page. The city has a Facebook page, because sometimes our websites are in construction or being updated. You can always grab us through our Facebook pages.
Very handy. So if anyone has any questions, of course, and we'll repeat that there at the end of the show, but you can reach out via Facebook.
Right.
That's great. Well, that sounds like a very important event. I'm glad that that's going down. Spread awareness of a very, very important issue.
Right.
And the train, well, I got to stop with the train puns. We just keep this thing rolling.
Keep rolling. Okay. So we're going to roll into November with the Villarica Lit Fest, as in literature. Nice. And this is the library. We'll be having this on November 2nd. And again, I would go to their Facebook page, the Villarica Library, to see some of this. But it's a multi-county literary festival to bring creative young minds from across the region together over their passion for creativity and narrative. So there's going to be workshops, they're going to do book binding and screen printing and writing and graphic novels and all kinds of, there'll be a cosplay contest, stop motion film, Lego building, you know, all kind of, yeah, it sounds really fun.
This includes literature and all the ephemera.
Exactly.
You're into graphic novels and manga. That means you're probably into cosplay and costuming.
Yes.
You got Legos. That's cool. Fun for the whole family.
Yeah, exactly. So more information about that through the Villarica Public Library.
Excellent. Excellent.
All right. And that's going to lead us back into the train again. December, also in its 12th year, the Winter Wonderland, featuring over 10 miles of Christmas lights and decorations along the 1 mile track. So the track itself is 1 mile, but if you spread out all the lights and decorations, it would go 10 miles.
Wow.
So we don't want people to think, oh, it's a 10-mile train ride. No, it's just 10 miles worth of decorations. And this year they're going to do the gemstone pans and a bonfire. Again, you can roast your gourmet s'mores. And free photos with Santa. And there'll be some other fun winter characters like elves. And I heard there might be a appearance of the Yeti.
No way.
The elusive Yeti.
The abominable snowman himself.
Yeah.
The Yeti.
Bigfoot's winter cousin.
Yeah, for real. All right, so we have about 3 minutes left on the program.
That's pretty much it.
That's it. Excellent. Well, and of course, I know that there's the Christmas on Main.
Christmas on Main, yeah. I was going to say, Christmas on Main is our annual, we do the mistletoe market and the lighting of the tree and all that. And that is November 23rd from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Excellent. Awesome. Well, we're almost out of time here, but if you could... let's leave folks with a call to action where they can learn more or reach out to anyone involved with these.
So Karina, as I said, Karina Martinez, she's our events manager. And you can reach her at kmartinez@villarica.gov. Melissa Connor is the Main Street manager, and she's mconnor@villarica.gov. And, of course, then I'm ccash@villarica.gov. So it's pretty easy to reach any of us.
I love it. And just, you know, because I meant to say this earlier.
Yeah.
You have the coolest name, Colin Cash.
Colin Cash.
Joel and I were talking. It really is a radio name, you know, or a host name. I mean,
yes.
It's just, that's just what it registers.
That's what people always say, or a country music star.
I'd go see that concert.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, Ms. Colin Cash, Villarica Tourism Manager, thank you so much for coming on the program today and chatting with us about a year packed full of family-friendly events.
It has been my pleasure, and I hope to see everyone in Villarica. It's an amazing find.
There it is. Ties right into the Gold Rush theme. This is great. Excellent. Well, to everyone tuning in at home and on our Facebook live stream, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you next time.